It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Number one on this day back in 1967, one of my least favorite Beatles songs. It sounds like it was dashed off in 12 minutes at 2 in the morning. All You Need Is Love, their 14th number one single. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Eric Clapton, Keith Moon, Graham Nash, Marianne Faithfull, others all singing backing vocals on the track. And All You Need Is Love, the 14th number one single from the Beatles, hit the top of the charts on this day in 1967. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. I mentioned we have our pre-opening ceremony, pre-opening conference here at Hillsdale today, where all the faculty and members, staff members get together. It's kind of a pre-school year pep talk from Dr. Larry Arn. A little update on where we stand and what the plans are for the coming school year. It's kind of fun, actually. And then the students move in this weekend. Classes start on Wednesday here at Hillsdale. A new poll from NBC News and the Generation Lab tells us nearly half of college students wouldn't room with someone who votes differently. Almost half of second-year college students say they would not choose to be roommates with someone who supported a different presidential candidate than they did in 2020. A majority say they wouldn't go on a date with someone who voted differently, and nearly two-thirds of them say they couldn't see themselves marrying someone who backed a different presidential candidate 2 years ago. That is troubling. Now, the marrying, I think I'll separate out, because that's a lifetime. That's a big commitment. That's working as a team for your future and your family. And if you don't see eye to eye politically, politically, there is almost a stand-in for worldview. How important is religion to you? How do you want to raise your children? Those are big, important questions. And if you say you don't want to marry someone because they voted for a different president or they have a different political view, I'm a little more sympathetic to that point of view. Not telling you it's right, because certainly opposites attract, and you can do great things even if you vote for different people. There's no doubt. But I could see someone saying that's a pretty big deal. Rooming with someone, going on a date with someone, saying no just because they voted differently 2 years ago, that is not, to use the language of the left, a tolerant point of view. NBC News, Generation Lab, they're checking in with the class of 2025 as they go through college. Could you see yourself choosing to room with someone who supported the opposing 2020 presidential candidate? 20% say definitely, and 34% say probably. So that's actually a majority that said, yeah, I would choose to room with someone who supported an opposing candidate. And then 46% say they probably or definitely would not. Would you go on a date with someone if you knew they supported the opposing presidential candidate? 47% say yes, and 53% say probably not or definitely not. This cannot be a surprise. Democratic respondents are much more opposed to rooming with someone who voted differently in 2020 than Republican respondents by a huge margin. 62% of Democrats say they would probably or definitely not room with someone who had the opposing viewpoint. Republican respondents are 28%. This goes to something that's been evident for a while, I think. Conservatives and Republicans, especially at a young age, which I was, grow up in an environment in which they are constantly challenged, in which they are constantly put in situations in which they have to defend themselves or defend their points of view. They are constantly bombarded with arguments from the left, of the left, in everyday life. For most Republicans and young conservatives, rooming with someone who has an opposing point of view is just life. It's just the way things go in the media and in the world. Democrats, meanwhile, broad brush here a little bit, young liberals, can generally find themselves in a silo of information, a silo of friends and family who share points of view and don't necessarily have to watch that icky Fox News. If a young conservative watches CBS, NBC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, really almost any entertainment program, they're being inundated with images and arguments and language of the left. That's not true for those liberals. They don't, if they tune in randomly to a show on Freeform, they're not going to be exposed to conservative points of view. And I think that plays into these numbers. For Republicans, shrug it off. Room with someone who thinks differently than I do? Yeah, okay. That's what it's been. That's what my life's been like. And for liberals, it's a big imposition. And I know I speak from here at Hillsdale, where I think the point of view from the outside is this monolithic structure of students and faculty and lockstep. And look, I'm just here to tell you, I've been here 7 years now, and it ain't true. Are we more conservative than virtually any other college campus? Yeah, probably. But if you visited, I think one of the things that would strike you is the differences in points of view. And certainly I do mean that as differences on the right, from center right to far right to libertarian to conservative to sort of more socially based and more economically based conservative. There are really good arguments that happen on campus among conservatives, libertarians, the right on campus. There are centrists on campus. There are, yes, even Democrats on campus. There is a college Democrats club here. Is it large? It's not giant. No, but it exists and it's friendly. And there are great debates happening all over campus. Again, because I think a number of our students, most of our students, have had to live their life that same way throughout their upbringing. I think that goes a long way to explaining the difference in this poll from NBC News. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.